What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Armchair Geeks Armchair Report. As always, you have the three hosts, myself, Axel, Matt, and John Cody. What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
Cheers, boys. We took a little hiatus, but we are back to give you a little breakdown on the Super Bowl, quick NBA update, and we're probably going to get out of here. It's going to be a short and sweet episode. Jesus Christ, the cat is... Okay, never mind. I think I'm okay. Yeah, foster cat duties. The cat's maybe getting in to the aquarium, which isn't great, but anyway, yeah, we got the Super Bowl to talk about. The 49ers took on the Kansas City Chiefs in an all-time classic, in my opinion. There's a lot to break down as far as this game goes, I guess, but personally, I'll just say I think it was a great game. The Chiefs obviously end up pulling it out, going back to back. And yeah, I think overall it was a great performance by both teams. The defenses both rose to the level that I did not expect the Chiefs defense to perform as well as they did. Chris Jones proved why he is an all-time great. I think just a little too sloppy from the 49ers. Otherwise, I think they really dominated the game. You can look at some very fine details and ridicule, and I've even seen some crazy tweets about the Chiefs are cheating, and you know, we obviously saw some holds that didn't get called, but yeah. JC, I know you don't really want to talk about it, but I'll open it up to you because obviously the Niners were in this game and that's your wheelhouse. But yeah, your overall thoughts and yeah, how are you feeling?
I feel great.
No, just kidding. Fucking sucks. I'm not mad. I'm not like devastated, just typical, just like usual, losing a Super Bowl hungover. Because it was a good game. I thought our team showed up. I thought both teams played good. And I thought that the Chiefs played good enough to win. And their defense was a lot better than I definitely would have thought. And I knew their defense was much better this year, but man, they really stepped up in the Super Bowl. It's a bummer. The defense couldn't get a stop when we really needed it, but also they were getting stops all game. I mean, god dang. It's a bummer. It just wasn't good enough. It just wasn't a good enough performance. And then you got, you know, Patrick Mahomes, who it really can just come down to him any game. And the Niners have to be good. Everybody has to be good on the Niners for us to be able to compete with Patrick Mahomes. But I will say our offense, I'm not going to like point my finger at them and like, I don't know. I'm very proud of our whole team, but I will say, like, golly, offense, man, you were putting up 30 points a game. I know that the Chiefs look great, but shit. I don't know. Didn't play to our potential, and that's pretty much the gist.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that I've taken away from some of the pundits and what they've been talking about is, you know, hats off to Steve Spagnuolo, defensive coordinator to the Chiefs, because there was a lot of unique blitz packages and, you know, giving Brock Purdy and it's not just Brock Purdy, giving the quarterback some weird and crazy looks and some different blitz packages that also shook up the offensive line. And I saw a clip that was like, your right tackle. Someone was trying to say he sold, because on that last play where Chris Jones kind of forced the pressure and Brock Purdy wasn't able to complete the pass because of that pressure. But realistically, he was doing his job. He shifted all the way out and was trying to get the leading edge rusher. They blitzed the right side and it disrupted the play enough. It's those little details, those little pressures, especially in the big game moment of you have to make the play, that ultimately ended up being the difference, I think. And the other thing that we talked about after watching the game together was those little... It almost goes back to that first couple of drives where Christian McCaffrey fumbles, but then Trent Williams has the false start, then a hold, after you guys forced a three and out, and it was just that weird momentum battle, and just those small details ended up adding up, I think. And that was ultimately what led to the Chiefs winning.
Yeah. I mean, and cause the Niners, you know, they gathered themselves after that, though, after that rough start, and, you know, started to put together some drives, got points on a trick play. So that was the first half, and then just felt like in the second half, you know, they could not get it going. I forget what the exact number was, how many points they scored in the second half, but, you know, at least for a good chunk of it, the offense was just getting shut down.
I think they had what was the time of possession differential? I bet they had, the ball, way more in the second half.
Yeah, good question. I'm going to try to pull that up.
Because Shanny was getting criticized for getting away from the run in the second half. But then when he was getting asked about it in the interview, he was like, we just didn't get a whole lot of chances. We kept going three and out. We didn't have the ball as much.
It was 38 and a half minutes, San Francisco, 36 and a half. So actually, San Francisco had the ball more.
Goddamn liar.
So the Chiefs were getting shut down in the first half, pretty well by the Niners defense. The
second half, either. Just did.
All things considered.
Never did.
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey fumbling on that first drive, man, that was absolutely brutal.
Yeah, you guys were coming out looking strong, first drive, and then a fumble, and yeah, all that momentum just fucking turns. But they still battled. To go to overtime, Jake Moody hit some big
pretty good, even though
field goals.
He fucking criticizes him for every small mistake he makes, even though he broke the initial record for kick or field goal made in a play in the Super Bowl.
But I mean, yeah, there's people criticizing him though because he missed the extra point that, you know, maybe that obviously that does kind of change the game down the stretch.
Didn't that get blocked?
Yeah, it got deflected. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, shame on Jake.
So, right. Yeah, I don't know. It comes down, I think ultimately it comes down to those fine details and, a couple of little kind of coin flip moments. Obviously, the muff punt, to me, was the bigger deal where it bounced off of the blocker's foot and then becomes a weird muff punt situation. Honestly, I thought the Niners up until that point really did have the momentum and were going to be able to pull it out, but I think just too many of those moments and those little mistakes and little things not going your way just you can't do that with the Chiefs, especially. And yeah, I mean, just ultimately still a great fucking game. It was a low scoring game, but the defenses showed up, and yeah, it sucks for the Niners and the faithful, but Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, now I feel like both teams. Patrick Mahomes has a fucking goated stamp on him. Yeah.
Three-time MVP.
But I mean, yeah, three-time Super Bowl MVP. This game, he threw for 333 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception. Brock Purdy, 255 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions. Dude, the Chiefs' leading rusher was Patrick Mahomes, 9 carries, 66 yards. Christian McCaffrey, 22 carries, 80 yards. Also, 8 catches for 80 yards and a touchdown. Travis Kelce, 9 catches, 93 yards. So, both teams made mistakes. Both teams also made some great plays. And at the end of the day, Patrick Mahomes made more plays, but it was a hard-fought game all the way to the end. Just almost ran out the whole first quarter of overtime. So speaking of overtime,
I definitely didn't know the fucking rules. That I had no idea that the rules had changed.
Yeah, so there's stories about the 49ers players didn't know the overtime rules. And then there's stories
coming out with Juszczyk, but Shanahan clarified that is what he wanted. He wanted to get the third possession in case both teams got a touchdown and then they could be the one to break the tie. That's the report from Shanahan.
Right. But then also,
I know there's graphics that were smearing us, but.
But that also, like, because basically the Chiefs said that they wanted second possession, because if the Niners scored a touchdown, then they could have gone for two to win. So I don't know. I don't know what to believe. Like, it's like,
so what difference does that make?
Yeah, I don't know. It's so weird. I just had I don't remember any coverage or anyone talking about the rules changing and overtime rules for the Super Bowl. Cause I remember all of us being like, well, shit, what the fuck happens with an overtime Super Bowl? Like,
yeah, I guess it just swaps field and keep going, which is kind of weird. I feel like they should just end it. Like, if you run out of time and you don't score, then you don't score, and that's the game, is what I think it should be. But I never thought it would even get to this point. It's like two drives just taking the entire quarter.
Yeah. Ultimately, I think a lot of people are making a huge deal out of all of it, though. And I think ultimately the Niners did have a strategy, and everyone's trying to make it out of, oh, they weren't prepared, they weren't this and that. It didn't really matter too. Like, it's not like the Niners ended up having to kick a field goal and had 4th and 4 to try to convert in overtime, and, you know, decided to kick the field goal and take a chance, and, you know, weren't the Chiefs were able to put together a really good drive and end up winning it. It's, I think people are trying to,
yeah, once you again, trust your defense. You trust your defense at that point, because they've been really good,
yeah,
all game. Like, you trust your defense. So
I just think it ultimately comes back to the fact that people are trying to come up with reasons to hate the Niners and over criticize the offense and the play calling and all this different thing. But in retrospect, the Niners have been in the NFC Championship or the Super Bowl for like the last like decade, basically, and have always been performing well. And I know that doesn't make it any easier to swallow, John, but realistically, it's not like what you guys are doing is bad, right? Like, there's been some frustrating and some difficult things that have happened and not being able to get over the line and actually win. But there's been a lot of success on that side of the field, and people are just looking for a reason to criticize and judge and lay into the reason why the Niners lost. And I don't know. I just don't think it's justified or fair personally, even as an Eagles fan. So
I'm just glad that every passing year, everyone's hatred grows more and more for the Chiefs. So I'm glad we can all unite in that, because I fucking hate the Chiefs. They're in my division, got to deal with them all the time. So sick of seeing them win. And I know it's not going away anytime soon. Just makes it even harder. So, kudos to Patrick Mahomes. Man, he's unbelievable talent. And he just keeps showing it off every single year. And fuck them.
John, any other stats or anything else? Obviously, I'm looking at Christian McCaffrey's box score, and 22 carries, 80 yards, 8 catches, 80 yards, touchdown.
One fumble.
Yeah, the fumble.
One fumble in the red zone, biggest stat.
How about Juwan Jennings almost being the MVP of the Super Bowl, though?
Yeah, dude, good for him. He had a huge game. Touchdown pass. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, I don't really want to talk a whole lot more about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we covered what needed to be covered.
All right. Well, NBA, that's next on the docket. We love the NBA.
Not a whole lot going on there. Yeah, I mean, Nuggets have lost a couple games here.
Has the All-Star break happened?
Against some good teams.
Oh, yeah, the All-Star break happened.
I thought it was about to happen.
Oh, is it about to happen?
Because they usually pause for like a weekend. I thought that was coming up. Let me check on that. Because, yeah, they normally do like a whole All-Star weekend and, you know, games and shit leading up to it.
Oh, yeah, that's this coming weekend, actually. I think we might be on the All-Star break right now. Or after today.
I know the Nuggets supposed to play one more game.
Tomorrow is the last day.
But, Nuggets are game and a half out of first place. There's some good teams still hovering around the top of that conference. But Nuggets kind of look tired, look like they need a break. So All-Star break will be a welcomed one. They also played like a lot more games than most teams on the front end of the schedule. So they just look tired, look like they need to recharge and refocus a little bit. But I'm not worried. Like I said, still a game and a half out. So we can make that up pretty easily once we really kick it into gear. Especially like Jamal Murray and KCP both kind of been hurt. So those are big pieces for the team. So just getting everyone healthy and locked in for the playoffs, I guess, is the most important thing for this last little stretch. I haven't even really seen who the All-Stars are.
Yeah, much like the Pro Bowl, which we didn't even talk about and how stupid it was and I didn't pay attention. Yeah, I don't care about NBA All-Star either, really.
Yeah, the game is not worth watching at all. It's not real basketball.
Okay, so they went back this year to East versus West, which I think makes more sense. You've got in the East, the starters are Giannis, Joel Embiid, Tyrese Halliburton, Damian Lillard, and Jason Tatum. The reserves for the East are Bam Adebayo, Paolo Banchero. Scotty Barnes is an injury replacement. Jaylen Brown, Jalen Brunson, Tyrese Maxey, Donovan Mitchell, Julius Randle, and Trey Young. In the West, you've got Luka Doncic, Kevin Durant, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I believe is nice. How you pronounce his name.
Yep, good job.
LeBron James, Nikola Jokic, Devin Booker, Steph Curry, Anthony Davis, Anthony Edwards, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, and Karl Anthony Towns. Oh, Julius Randle will not play. So somehow the East still has
Anthony Davis, huh?
I mean, he's probably the most popular power forward in the league right now, other than Kevin Durant and LeBron James, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I'm excited to see some, like, the Jalen Brunsons, the Anthony Edwards. I don't understand how Paolo Banchero on Orlando. I think he's a good young player, but yeah, I don't know. He's not that impressive to me. And I'm not going to watch this. So
yeah, I think like maybe the dunk contest is usually pretty cool, but I just don't really.
It really hasn't even been that cool the last.
Nobody really does it anymore. Yeah, the big names don't do it.
So the slam dunk contest is Jaylen Brown, Mac McClung, who I think won it recently, but he's like a G League player who occasionally gets called up. Jaime Jaquez Jr. from the Miami Heat, and Jacob Toppin, not even Obi Toppin. So a bunch of people you've never heard of are participating in the slam dunk contest.
Yeah. Yeah. Then the 3-point contest.
Anthony Edwards is posterizing people. He's a young talent. He jumps out of the fucking gym. There's so many people that I think of that should be competing in the slam dunk contest, and we don't get it anymore, and it sucks. Like, I want to see the guys that can jump and do some creative shit.
Yeah.
They should have Zeb Powell in the dunk contest.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. That'd be sick.
Game over.
Rodeo. Windmill dunk into a grind.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be awesome. Like a
nolly pop.
A knuckle hook.
Yes. Knuckle.
Dude. See, now you're talking.
Yeah. I would dunk. Watch that.
Hell yeah. I'd watch the shit out of that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we're on to something. The 3-point contest almost looks like it would be interesting at first, but then you realize
men versus women or something, or no? I saw something.
I heard something about that too. I didn't.
Maybe that's a special event that they're doing.
Yeah, it might be that. I thought it was like a one-on-one thing, if I remember correctly. But it's in the regular contest. You got Trae Young, Damian Lillard. Tyrese Halliburton's going to be competing. Donovan Mitchell. Karl Anthony Towns is going to be in it, which will be funny. Lauri Markkanen. from Indiana. I'm not sure who that is. Jalen Brunson.
Larry Markkanen's Utah, right? I think. No.
Oh, yep. That's what that symbol is, Utah. Yeah, so that's... That's the All-Star weekend. I usually just want to get it over with as fast as possible so we can get back to regular games. And, you know, we're in, like...
Playoff hunt.
Yep, the beginning of the home stretch to the playoffs is where it starts getting really exciting. And, you know, you start jockeying for position.
Yeah. I'm definitely getting more excited for it.
Yeah. Yep. Nuggets will start going to that short rotation, just getting their playoff players going.
I think I'd be a lot more upset about the Niners if I didn't get to see the Nuggets win the championship this last year. That definitely made it a lot easier to be like, all right, my football team.
Yep, they have every chance to do it. They got all the same pieces, or most of the same pieces, looking good. So yeah, I really don't have a whole lot lined out for that, but just want, you know, got to get the obligatory Nuggets talk in.
Hell yep, yeah. Go Nuggets, woo!
Woo! Yeah, I don't got anything else unless you guys do.
No, not really. I'm excited for skiing coming up.
Yeah.
Monarch, that'd be badass.
Monarch on Friday. It's gonna be
Shout out Monarch.
shout out to Monarch.
Shout out Monarch.
For sure. All right. Well, a very, very short and very sweet episode. Brought to you by the Armchair Geeks. Thank you guys all for tuning in, downloading, subscribing, all that good shit. Yeah, we are the Armchair Geeks, and cheers to all of you, and cheers to you guys.
Cheers.